major issues facing us as business leaders. And as well as hearing from these speakers, there will be a chance to ask some questions and debate some of the important issues raised by the conference papers and presentations. Last year, we called out four mega threats that had the potential to impact our economy significantly. There were international terrorism, a global pandemic, the energy crisis, and global warming. And I was struck last year how disconnected the presentations were from these four themes. I have a feeling this year may be different given the impact of the recent IPCC report and the political awakening around climate change. That report said that climate change, once a theoretical future scare story, is real, urgent, and warming our air and water right now. It's practically certain that the recent instances of unusually warm weather around the world are not natural glitches, but are changes caused by human pollution. So today I expect we will hear about the political and business issues surrounding climate change, water, and energy, all highly charged in the context of the upcoming elections, and all capable of casting a long and lasting shadow on Australia. And as we look ahead from the political and economic perspective, I think we should be looking beyond short-term business or political viewpoints. We need to be asking ourselves, what footprint are we creating for the future? What will our legacy be? If we're to flourish as a sustainable nation, we need to take a more strategic long-term view. But the burning question is how to achieve this. I believe it will take all our experience, leadership, and innovation. And if innovation is the key, then how well we innovate becomes important. We recently surveyed 178 companies and government agencies on their capacity to innovate. The Fujitsu Innovation Index was an in-depth analysis of the local innovation landscape. It measured the business impacts of innovation and the factors for success. On average, Australian and New Zealand organisations scored only a mediocre 64 out of 100 on our index. We showed that the keys to successful innovation were not simply great ideas, but the management will and ability to capitalise on them. I believe the next wave of innovation must be based on a full spectrum of sustainability. That includes the environment, but also broader social and economic outcomes. Sustainability and profitability can be aligned. For many years, Fujitsu has been at the forefront of sustainability. We are now at stage four of our environmental protection program, which shifts the focus from environmental management to management for a sustainable environment. We aim to take action within our company, help our customers, society, and hopefully then contribute towards the well-being of the earth. As business leaders, I believe we need to join the dots between economic, business and political agendas, innovation and sustainability. And now it's my pleasure to introduce your speakers today. We're fortunate to have a panel of high quality presenters who will cover the political, business and economic climate. And I guess the burning question is, are we in for a climate change? First, it's my great pleasure to introduce Richard Gibbs to you, Division Director and Head of Economics at Macquarie Bank. Richard is well known as a commentator on economic and global policy issues, and we welcome him now to the stage to give us the first presentation. Thank you, Richard.